Welcome, welcome, 2024. If you notice, we have a few different faces here. Actually, Steve just got a little better looking over the weekend. But we are excited to be here. Obviously, we didn't kick off in January. We had a lot going on, Sales Summit, people flying in and out of town. But we are excited to get this season started, and it is something to believe in for sure. We have Mike Carpenter joining today, not in memory of Steve, but in honor of Steve, and he is going to co-host with me, and he's going to kick us off with a little Steve story, because Steve likes to share really important things at the beginning of a podcast, like how to tie a Nike pair of shoes
properly, and you can learn it on TikTok,
Right. Which is awesome.
So,
what do you got for us, Mike?
Well, I mean, first, I was excited for the show, right? So I got ready, and Kathy's like, you know, you look great. I'm like, I do. Thanks. And well, I mean, she said you're pretty annoying, but I'm going to focus on the positive this year. So that's what I'm going with. But Steve was buying Rolexes in Playa del Carmen, which was pretty funny because he already had a fake Rolex on his wrist, but he wanted another fake Rolex.
And three at home, probably.
Yeah. And he was pretty excited about it. So
that's awesome.
Steve. Love him.
Love him. He came and showed that to everyone at the table, and he made sure we felt the weight of it. We didn't want to tell him they put a piece of lead in it to make it heavy. It didn't make it a real Rolex just because it was heavy, but
Rolex by Casio.
Yes,
what it was.
But Steve's our fashionista on the men's side, so take good note because he'll show you the way. But we miss you, Steve. Hopefully you're watching this, and we'll see you next month. Talking about overcoming challenges and coming into the new year. So we were freezing that for a long time.
We did that on purpose. It wasn't.
You need to get up and stretch real quick. But we actually want to just talk about some of the different approaches in getting through the past 2 years. We've seen a lot of health, death, struggles, mental, emotional, within the company, within our families. And it really is just time for a page turn and a fresh start, new chapter. And I think we're all feeling that. But I kind of want to start with Mike and just talk to him about, he's been in the industry a really, really long time.
But
he looks pretty today. Yes. But actually just the transition from real estate to the lending side, he was an amazing real estate agent. He'll tell you about that. But mostly just what the last 2 year was in comparison to even the dark ages when they didn't have computers and phones and how maybe it was as hard as everybody thought.
Agreed. So last year was tough. I think we all know that. Actually, the year before was tough too. For me, about halfway through the year, I felt like the phone shut off, right? Like I would call my mom and ask her to call me back just so I can make sure my phone was still working. But it was, I think it all comes down to mindset. And so there was a point at the end of last year where I was kind of telling Taylor this earlier, I was kind of dragging, you know, I'm like, I'm only closing 20 million. You know, this sucks. What a sucky year. And I look back at like 2017, 2018, and had I done 20 million then, which I did, I was thrilled. I had a great year. I was closing out a year going, that was freaking awesome. So I decided I'm gonna take the win. You know, I did 20 million. I slid in on the 27th day of December to the President's Club. And it was a great year. And so, so mindset, I think we just have to, you know, and part of it was like, I think we all had this idea that it's going to get better. It's going to get better. And I finally came to the conclusion that what if it doesn't? Yeah, maybe it doesn't. Like, this is just the new normal. You know, it's a hard market. We have high prices. We have higher rates. It's hard to get people qualified. The inventory is rough, but it is what it is. And so you got to figure it out, right?
Absolutely. When did that shift take place for you?
Probably end of the year. I mean,
pretty good.
We had to let go my team.
So I bought this, and I need to deposit it back into my account. And then I need to send a wire.
You know, it's got to happen. You got to get that $20,000 support from them. Probably then.
We saw a lot of that. We lost a lot of people that we love, we care about, that we've been with a long time. Your team was with you for how many years?
12 years.
I mean, they're family at that point. Mm-hmm. So a lot of shifting did take place that was a little bit out of our control. But yes, I love that you said you changed your mindset. We'll talk more about that. That word is used all the time. Change your mindset, you know, change your thinking. My dad used to always say, stop the stinking thinking, or that you needed a checkup from the neck up. And I think that is something that is really important in everyday life, but in this industry alone. And I'm going to come back to you on why you're in this business, and we'll ask all of you that question. But we have Christian Martinez with us, and we also have Taylor Hendricks. And everybody's is in a different season of their business. We're all in a winter season, not just literally speaking, but just coming out of a tough industry. But I invited these three people on because they found a way to change that mindset during a really hard time. Didn't have to wait for the storm to be over, but found a way to start climbing out of that hole a little bit sooner than other people, but also being able to maintain this. And I think that's really important, is sometimes we get to extremes where we're extremely busy and pushing, and is that sustainable? But also when things aren't going well, how do we find that energy, that shift in our mindset to be able to climb out of a little bit of a hole that we're in? So Christian, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you kind of got into the business?
Well, thank you. Thanks for the invite. I was born in Chihuahua, Mexico. I grew up in Mexico City, Mexico. And I came here when I was 16, and I just wanted to learn language, right? And so I went to high school, and then I kind of liked it and loved being in Utah, and I just decided to stay. And then I ended up learning that I needed to do something for my family because I started really young. And I just decided to go into the industry of life insurance in 2001. And then in 2002, not a lot of people know, but I started doing mortgages with Aaron, your dad, right? And so he helped me a lot for the first few years of doing mortgages. And then, I just kept doing it, and I'm still here.
That's awesome. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about the last year for you and kind of that shift that you made, when that was, and what you're doing. You're off to an amazing year. Your team's doing really well. You have a big smile all the time. And so something's going right for you. But maybe you can share with us kind of what your experience was last year, the shift, and what you're doing.
I honestly think that consistency and being positive. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of stress out there going on, and social media and all these things. You know, life is really hard for a lot of us. But I think it's being positive, looking ahead of my future with my family, with my kids, and what's. I just feel like being positive and being consistent at what you do is what's been helping me a lot, and my team to just continue to do business in this type of market. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So during last year, knowing that things were tough and struggling, was there a point where you just said, you know what, I need to do this a little more or this a little less? What was that shift?
I honestly think that investing in yourself, investing in marketing, investing on knowing the industry, putting yourself out there with more agents, going to meetings, meeting people, and I think it's just about getting other agents to know who you are in a way, and just, you know, I usually don't ask for business, but get to know people, you know, in a different level helps you just get that business. And I think that I wasn't doing that before, and I decided to just start doing that, and helping others do business will help you grow more. So that's what helped me out. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you have questions for them, chime in. but I'm going to dig a little bit deeper here. And what specifically did you do for agents to know you better? Mm-hmm. I love that the more we do for others, the more we help ourselves. And what we give out comes back tenfold, for sure. And I think we're all in this business to truly bless lives and help people, and you stay in it because that's the most fulfilling aspect of it. But for you, what did you specifically do to engage with agents more?
I think it's using some of the tools that we have here, which is the Total Experts. Using
marketing.
Marketing. It's amazing. Using Mike as a tool for just, I feel like a lot of it, honestly, it's training realtors, helping them understand how to deal with the market together, and just explaining how to take care of your clients, putting them in this CRM, right, tool that will help us take care of the client better. Just communicating things. One of the things that I teach on some of the classes that I've been going, since last year, is just help your clients understand, you know, be the professional, not just do the business for just make money. It's just try to help them understand what's happening. And as soon as you educate your client, they're going to understand, they're gonna want to use you because you'd help them understand, you know, what's happening in the market. And I think for me, teaching those realtors, that will just help us, you know, do more business together.
Yeah. I love that. I actually really feel like the ability to educate is the game changer.
Yeah.
And if life is hard for us, everyone's going through that same hard. Do you guys feel like education has been a huge factor in the growth of your business? And kind of what have each of you done to educate?
Yeah, that's actually the secret to my business, if you want it. So,
he just gave it up, ladies and gentlemen. We got the secret.
I was a realtor, so I've been on the other side of it. And I used to appreciate when my lender would help educate me. And when I started in real estate, I was very young. I was 23 years old. So I'd have people say, well, what are rates going to do? And I'd be like, no, I'm 23. But I had a lender that would just teach me a few little things. And he was watching Barry Habib, you know, so he was picking up on a few little things, telling me that, you know, here's what's going on with the economy. Here are the pieces that can affect the rates. And so then the next time I spoke with my clients, I could actually say something, right? Even if I didn't quite understand it, at least I sounded a little bit smarter. And so that's always been my approach with my people, is what can I provide to them? Try to get in their heads. What are they dealing with? You know, it's like I was talking with a realtor last night, and I said, yeah, I'm done talking about rates. And she's like, I'm just done with it. Like, it's no fun, right? We know what the rates are doing. Let's figure out ways to make money. And so I've kind of shifted to sending more stuff about bank statement programs, DSCR programs. Here's a way to, if somebody says this to you at a party, you're talking to a self-employed person, here's how you apply this. You don't have to know all of it, just enough to get them excited to call me, right? And so it's providing, here's ways to make money. I think that's more important than a lot of the other stuff we can send out. So yeah, I think education is huge.
Yeah. Taylor, we'll kind of dive into you right now because you can answer this education piece. But, but you know, during last year, and I've kind of heard your story a little bit, but you made a decision. And it is about making a decision.
Yeah.
A lot of times in life, we're like, you know what, I spent 10 years trying to change this. The truth, and then I finally changed it. And the truth is once you decide to change something, it maybe takes 2 weeks, 3 months. But until we're ready, ready and willing to change, make that decision, whether it's to get married or to move or to change jobs, we don't do it. But you made a decision and something motivated you to make that decision.
Yeah.
And you can be as personal or not personal as you want, but what was that shift that took you and catapulted you in a totally different direction? And education's a big part of that, so you can go into that.
For sure. Yeah, so one of the big things is we bought a house and it was terrifying with the payment that I did not want to lose a house that we just bought, so that was a big push. The other part, though, is I think as we were coming out of COVID, I felt like it was like the deals fell into your lap. You know, if you had a pulse, you were doing loans, and that's just what it was. And I think as that started to go away, I felt myself clawing, right, for business. Like if I could get one deal or anything just to get a paycheck, that's how I felt. And I was like, I didn't like that that feeling very much. It was much easier when I guess it was way less stressful. I was happier everything when I had more loans coming in and I wasn't clawing for that one. So yeah, it was a big shift of saying, what do I need to do? How can I get better? And someone that I consider a big mentor that I've had in my life. He's a real estate agent, or I guess he's a broker at an office. And I went and talked to him, and it's funny because we're talking about the same thing. He's very mindset driven. And I asked him, I was like, what would you do? Like, here's exactly where I am. What would you do? And he just said, you need to change your mindset, which is a big one. And then you need to have some accountability. And so the accountability was huge. And that's really what pushed us, is that's how I talked about the core before, right? I think the core was a good tool, but it helped me just do my real estate agent calling and all of that. But I had the coach at the core. It was, if I didn't do my stuff every day, it was $100 a day, every time I missed anything. And that,
when every penny matters, that
exactly is. I know, as I'm paying for coaching. And then it pushed me, and I think I had the desire, it was there, but I didn't. I think it's easy to have desire, but it's a lot harder to take that action on it.
Action.
And so I did that, and having some accountability was huge, because that kept me. I feel like even if you have the desire, you can do something for a week or 2 weeks. Most of the time, you're not going to see those results in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So tell me, did your accountability partner matter? Like, what if that was a peer, someone at work, your dad or your spouse? Would it have had the same effect than having someone you didn't know?
Absolutely. And it doesn't need to be money, right? Like a monetary thing. Or you could even, for me, for some reason, punishment works really well. I don't like losing money like that. But like, it could be a reward. Same thing, right? Like, if you're doing something for so long, you can get a reward. I don't think it matters who it is. I just think having other people in your life that are helping support it. It eventually, all of those things that you're doing are going to eventually start showing results. It's going to take a little bit, and I think it's good to have people in your circle to help do that.
Love it.
It sounds like you went from being more reactionary to more intentional about
absolutely
doing it. And that's kind of the same. It's like, I feel like I was sitting back because it always kind of come.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. And so it's like, well, okay, you got to figure this out. You got to do something different.
Yep.
That's awesome. You know, we're all driven by either pain or pleasure. And mm-hmm. you talked about, you know, you didn't want to lose money.
Yep.
That's painful. Where we've come out of and buying these homes, these cars. I mean, we came off a good year, and some people went hog wild on spending and buying and whatever, and that's okay. But that becomes really painful when you can't sustain that. But it's way more fun to be driven by pleasure, and that's why you get a few wins, and then all of a sudden you add upon that and add upon that. But I love what you said about accountability. I think that's really important. That could be just with your team. You know, if you're leading a team or you're working with a team, you all have a role in making that team better. And I look at, you know, Taylor going into this office with, how long have you been in the business, Taylor?
Since 2015, full time, like 2019.
When did you come on the trip with your dad?
That was
right after your mission.
That was probably 2017, right around there.
Okay.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
So just kind of getting in with your feet wet.
Yep.
How long have you been in the business?
Since 2002. So.
2002, yeah. With Aaron Hendricks.
Yeah.
And
14 years as a realtor, 24 years as a lender.
So just a minute. You've been in for just a minute. That's good.
That's 40. No.
Anyway. And I got in the business in 2011. Mm-hmm. So just 12 years. We all different seasons. We've all seen different markets, obviously. But I think the big thing is surrounding yourself with people that push you. And COVID, not being in the office. I remember I started at an office with Mike. And I have to tell you, he's one of my favorite people in the world. And if you have not spent time with Mike Carpenter, then you're missing out, because he is hilarious, but the most genuinely kind person. And he was a big part of my growth when I came in as a lender, and then I moved away from him, and he eventually came to saw the light, came and
wait,
joined us
came
over
back
here.
To me. I came in and did you come after? Or before?
I've been with Bear Todd. You
don't
came.
Say that word.
but the point is that I got better just because I was put into an office where people knew way more than I did, and you know, I'm working with an accountability group down in Pleasant Grove with Taylor and his dad. And I will tell you that Taylor's competitive, but Aaron's more competitive. And having people in his office, especially his son coming in and being able to apply a lot of like the newer technologies and everything, Aaron's not about to let Taylor just go past him without a little push. And I've been very impressed. It's it's been very fun to watch the growth because of being surrounded by people that are pushing you. And it's really important to create that environment as much as you can. And that's why I think being in the office is critical, because you learn so much more. You're around people talking the business, but you feed off energy, good energy. Not every day can you create that exact mindset that you want to have, but someone else can help give that to you. Obviously, learning the tools to have a good day and how to start that day and have that energy is really important. Motion equals emotion, so movement is really good, and just getting out of the house starts that motion for some people. And so it's really important. But I kind of just want to go back to finish up here to the heart of why we're in the business. And I want to ask each of you why you are in this industry. And we can all answer that it's very lucrative and that we control our destiny in it. And there's a lot of leadership opportunities. And if that is why, share that again. But those things are wonderful. Being your own boss is amazing. But why are you in it when it's hard? Why do you stay in it when there's competition? And why do you stay in it when we see that there are even buyers that aren't as grateful as they used to be? Let's start with you, Tay.
Yeah. No, on the spot. All right. I think there's a few things. For one, I love the competitive nature of the business. I really like that. And I like that there's no set number where I'm capped at no matter what. That one for me is big. That I, just like you mentioned, right, that I'm going to control anything for me. And I love, I don't know why, but for some reason, even with real estate agents or with clients, and it's been better because I've been doing everything over, like in person or over video, I love interacting with clients and running numbers. I'm a spreadsheets guy, so I don't know why, but that's just, unfortunately, that's what I really like. So I love running numbers and then just being able to help clients understand and see the differences, go through different options. I love working with people and helping make sure, I love getting them into the right, into the right house with the right payments and all that stuff. For some reason, it just clicks.
You found what you're passionate about in the business and you're doing it. And I love that. And you said, I love, like 5 times.
Yeah.
So you're in the right business for you, but we can feel your excitement about what you do and your passion about what you do. And maybe for some of us that was lost for a little bit. I think it's important to remind ourselves and ask why we're in it. Christian, what about you?
I think it goes along with what Tyler has been saying. It's just helping others for me. I think that in my life, you know, coming from, you know, Chihuahua and nothing really, has always been on my mind to, you know, be able to support my family and be able to do the things I wasn't able to do when I was a kid. And at the same time, just helping others. And I think for me, I started learning the love of helping clients understand and open their minds to what they can do by just buying a house and then a second house, another house, right? And for me, I've been so passionate about it because every time I meet with clients, I just like to help them understand what they're doing. And if they don't do it, and if they do it, and if they grow, and then they get this, you know, ways of making more money, and then I share my story about what I did and how I did it and how it's been a blessing for me. And so it's just been amazing. I mean, I had the opportunity to be in this company with, you know, the people that surround me, you know, like Steve, Brock, Josh, you guys. I mean, everyone here. I feel like we all have a part in our success, and I'm just blessed to be here.
Well, I think you give a lot of hope to people that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
The more successful you are, the more hope they get as well, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. For the people. Yeah, it's to serve the people. It really is. I mean, sometimes it sounds corny maybe, but like that's what keeps you coming back. Like if you walk out of a great closing and those people are excited about their house, like you're not going, oh man, we'll see how much money I made on that deal, right? It's like, you're like, that's awesome. And that's the gratifying piece of it. Totally for me. I have, because I've been in this a little bit longer than some of you, like one of the coolest things I had, I actually had people, I sold their first condo, and then I sold them a house, and then I did their mortgage, and then I refied their mortgage, and then I talked them into doing an investment property, which timing was perfect, right? Like they
You're a genius.
Yeah, like I'm the hero. I referred him to one of my realtors who became their realtor. I became their lender. But I think it was last year, they called me and their lender. They're like, we want you to come to, pull it together, people. Come to our retirement party because you guys got us here.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. What a compliment.
That's the best. Yeah. So, yeah. So stuff like that that keeps you coming back. And a little story I actually sent it out to a bunch of my realtors. And I was, I don't know if I told you guys or not, but I was talking with Justin Sutherland at Sutherland Title. He'd just come out of a closing. Well, we had just finished one up. And he goes, I had the weirdest closing today. He goes, I had this young couple, they're buying a house. And we get to the interest rate, and the lender's like, oh man, sorry about that rate. You know, we'll get things, it's going to get better. We're going to refi you, you know, so we'll take care of that rate. And then the realtor kind of jumped in on top of it, too. It's like, oh yeah, sorry, the rate's so terrible. It was the rate. And they kept talking about the rate. And they said, the guy put down his pen. He goes, you know, guys, I got to be honest. I was excited about buying a house. And so it was a message like, hey, so I came up with, you got to forget what you know and remember what you do. We help people get houses, you know, and the rates are the rates. They're going to cycle, you know, the values are going to keep going up. Like, don't wait. Buy now.
Absolutely.
So,
no,
yeah,
that's
it's
great
serving,
message.
Serving the people, and and you guys will tell you, you have relationships with people that, you know, for years. Right?
Gave me goosebumps because you can feel your love for the people, and that's what keeps us in the business this long. I think for me, it is an opportunity to really provide for family, take care of the people that we love, but also not just the sky the limit on the money we can make, but in our growth. I mean, there's so many ways every day that I can push myself to develop as a person, and and I am surrounded by incredible people. A big reason in asking these three guys to come in too is I respect them so much as people. I told Taylor, you're doing a great job in business, but I think people need to know who you are as a person because that's the better part of you. And I think as long as that stays the case, he's going to be really successful. I feel the same about Christian. I ran into an agent working with him that just speaks volumes. A Christian, how he's taking care of him, and obviously I love Mike like family. But just to end, I want to just say that I want everyone to think about why you're in the business, and I want you to find that passion again. And it might be getting help from other people to build that, but a big part of that's consistency and accountability. We're all in different seasons, we all have different challenges and responsibilities. But just to end, to get into this year, think about your passion. And we're going to start with a soft, everyone wherever you are, a soft clap of saying yes. Yes. And we're going to get really loud. And then we're going to have one loud, loud yes at the end. So we're going to do five of them, with the fifth being the loudest. And we will
you guys ready? I didn't know.
Release you. Ready? Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.